The United Nations estimates that at any given time, 2.5 million people find themselves in situations that are defined as forced labor or sexual exploitation. 56%, 1.4 million, are in Asia and the Pacific. The global organization says human trafficking affects more than 160 nations that serve either as a source, a transit point, or a destination. General Assembly President Sir John Kerim says the full-day debate on the issue is the first time the General Assembly has dealt with human trafficking in a comprehensive way.
If there is an evil on earth which we are facing nowadays as nations, as peoples and individuals, then together with drug trafficking and illicit trade, it's human trafficking.
According to figures from the International Labor Organization, the majority of trafficking victims are between the ages of 8 and 24. The United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, estimates that 1.2 million children are trafficked each year. Another recent study says that 95% of trafficked people experience physical or sexual violence. Actress Ashley Judd spoke to the General Assembly in her capacity as a board member of Population Services International, a group with health programs in 65 nations worldwide. She says she stumbled upon the issue of human trafficking while working with PSI.
I've been to 12 countries worldwide and spent a great deal of time in brothels, slums, hospices, in youth drop-in centers, in both public hospitals as well as rural clinics. It's very difficult to leave behind people I know are victims of human trafficking. I defy anyone to walk out of a brothel or to walk out of an orphanage, leaving those people behind. And so I have been making a series of sacred promises. I will never forget you, and I will tell your story, because I know that the unheard are helped when they are heard.
UN studies show that the estimated annual global profit from trafficked people is almost $32 billion. Almost half of that is generated in industrialized economies. The foreign minister of the United Arab Emirates, Anwar Gargash, says economically successful countries will always face problems such as human trafficking. He says the use of imported children as jockeys in camel racing first brought the issue to the fore in the UAE.
As we realize that tackling that problem needs for us to look beyond what a traditional sport is, and at the same time to understand that we cannot tackle these issues except through international partnerships, and this is what we did with UNICEF, and starting to tackle the issue of other forms of human trafficking, and mostly what we have is the issue of sexual exploitation. We understand that it is not a stigma to have human trafficking, but the stigma is not to do anything about it.
So far, 116 nations have ratified a UN protocol against trafficking, the only international agreement that addresses human trafficking as a crime. The trafficking protocol requires ratifying nations to criminalize human trafficking and help victims. Barbara Schatzow, VOA News, New York.